This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Catholic churches in Sri Lanka were closed Sunday, a week after the deadly Easter Sunday explosions at churches and luxury hotels that killed more than 250 people. The faithful, however, were able to watch a mass on television. Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith delivered a homily before members of the clergy gathered in a small chapel at his Colombo residence.
It is a great tragedy that happened. It's an insult to humanity that human beings, and above all, in the name of God, God who is love, mercy.
One person is dead and three others wounded after a man entered a synagogue Saturday in California and opened fire. Authorities say a 19-year-old man began shooting in the synagogue on the last day of Passover. On Saturday night, a candlelight vigil was held to honor the shooting's victims. San Diego County Sheriff William Gore says he has no details on the motive. The fighting for control of Libya's capital, Tripoli, intensified overnight. VOA's Heather Murdoch is there.
Airstrikes hit the Libyan capital, Tripoli, Saturday night, as forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar in the east continued their assault on the city. The attack appeared to focus on targets near the city's airport, and we heard drones, as well as 4 to 6 explosions. Haftar's Libyan National Army is trying to take Tripoli from the internationally backed government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Fighting between rival governments in Libya has made living in and near the capital extremely dangerous. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. Just days after the powerful cyclone Kenneth slammed into Mozambique, the country faces a new threat, flooding. Authorities are urging people to seek higher ground to avoid the flooding and mudslides. The prime minister says the death toll from Kenneth stands at 5. Mozambique's National Institute of Disaster Management says Kenneth has destroyed more than 3,000 houses and displaced more than 18,000 people. It's election day in Spain, where voters have been going to the polls since early Sunday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
It's been a divisive, bad-tempered campaign, and a rerun already looks more than possible. Spain's vote on Sunday looks too close to call. Two main blocs, left and right-leaning, are in play. But the wild card is a surge in support for the far-right Vox Party. It was only founded in 2013, but it's expected to become the first such hard-right party to sit in parliament since the early 80s. Polling shows no party's close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Israel released 2 Syrian prisoners Sunday in what it described as a goodwill gesture. This follows the repatriation of the remains of an Israeli soldier who went missing 35 years ago. Israel says the release was not in exchange for the return of Zachary Baumel's remains earlier this month. Baumel went missing during Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon. Russia facilitated the return of his remains. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency is reporting the Revolutionary Guard has made a surveillance flight over a U.S. aircraft carrier. AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command says the Eisenhower has not been in the Persian Gulf since 2016. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran's foreign minister says he will visit North Korea. The trip comes as both countries struggle under U.S. sanctions. The United States has ramped up sanctions on Iran since President Donald Trump withdrew from its 2015 nuclear accord with world powers last year. The U.S. has tightened sanctions on North Korea to try to persuade it to give up its nuclear weapons. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.